Good morning.
All right. How did you like this, like we have to ask you, the Porsche Porsche Cayenne Turbo S?
Yeah, next segment. I mean, what's not to like? This is, this is Porsche's big SUV. Now, they've announced a smaller SUV that's going to be coming out, I think, this spring, called the Macan. Okay. But in the meantime, this is their biggest one. It is their biggest seller. Wonderful vehicle. This the Cayenne Turbo S is the top of the line of the Cayenne, and that's why it starts at $166,600.
Wow.
Yeah, but you get a lot of wheels for that. Well, you only get four, but I mean, you get a lot of stuff for that. 4.8-liter turbocharged V8 putting out 550 horsepower, 553 foot-pounds of torque. Jeez. Now, you can just imagine how much fun that is on a snowy road.
Yeah.
And it was. I mean, this thing has so much power. I had five people in it on one day, and with the traction control on, I still managed to pull off a couple of donuts.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I imagine that thing outfitted with the proper winter tires would be just amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, it was. It was just a fantastic vehicle. I mean, you don't need that much horsepower, but hey, you don't need this much luxury either. So we should probably be talking about something low end. No. It's a wonderful car. If you have the money, you can justify it. You don't mind paying the gasoline.
Right.
It cost me just about $100 to fill this thing up. But, you know, as I was standing there at the pump, I was just thinking, you know, I really don't begrudge that. This thing is so much fun, and it's so luxurious, and it's so wonderful to drive, just nice to be in. And of course, everything works. It's fantastic vehicle. Now, of course, that 166, that was only the base price. This is a Porsche, right? After all, they had to option it up.
So what did yours cost?
Beautiful panoramic roof system adds $2,000, and reversing camera with park assist is $750. Porsche entry and drive is $1,250. I think that means they put doors on it. Anyway, they added all together, came out to $173,265, and it is probably cheap at the price.
Holy.
Well, maybe not.
Wow. All right, Live 88.5 Car Crasher Jim Bray will get his audio auto review on the Mercedes-Benz E250 Blue Tech Diesel in just a moment. It's the Morning Startup on Live 88.5.
Hello.
All right. Tell us about the E250 from Mercedes, the Blue Tech Diesel.
Yeah, I think this may be my favorite E-Class. The E-Class, of course, is their middle-of-the-line sedan. The C-Class that's lower. Well, they've muddied that recently with new models, too. But generally, the C-Class is the entry-level mainstream one. Then there's the E-Class. Then there's the S-Class above it, which is the large land barge that's basically also a test bed for all sorts of new automotive technologies.
Yeah.
So, but anyway, the E-Class is beautiful. And this diesel, this year, they've gone from a V6 diesel down to a twin-turbo inline four, and with that you lose a little bit of horsepower, a little bit of torque, but I don't remember the exact numbers, but it's like 3 horsepower and 4 torque or something. So it's it's minimal, it's right. Inconsequential.
Yeah.
Beautiful vehicle. It has 195 horsepower as it sits now, which doesn't sound like a lot, but again, this is a diesel, so you have to look at the torque figure, which in this case is 369.
Whoa.
Now, if you compare that with the entry level V6 gas engine, that one only has 251 foot-pounds of torque.
Right.
And the E350, which is probably the bread and butter E sedan, that's a 3.5-liter V6. That one only has 273 pounds of torque.
Wow.
So you're not losing, while the horsepower figure isn't up there, typical diesel, it's in the torque. And that's the part that presses you back in the seat anyway. And this, it comes through in spades. But they've done a really nice job. They've redesigned the interior and the exterior this year. More evolutionary, again, the old cliche, than revolutionary, because it's still looks like an E-Class inside and out, like a Mercedes-Benz, and there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, they're wonderful cars. The diesel comes with, it doesn't say 4MATIC on the back of it, which I found rather strange, but it is. It comes with all-wheel drive, a 7-speed automatic transmission. Again, we had this during really cold and snowy weather during the Christmas holiday season, and it was just fantastic on the snow. I mean, they don't plow our roads around here, and it did a wonderful job of bottoming out on the ruts, and it didn't leave anything behind it or anything. It's just, it's luxurious. It's nice to drive. It's comfortable. The interfaces are easy to figure out. Just a marvelous car, all for a starting price of $57,800. So, not bad.
That's not bad at all. Very good. Jim Bray, our Live 88.5 Car Crasher. His written reviews are available through Live 88.5.com. Thanks, Jim.
You're welcome.